This is
Won't Go Gentle
by Asher's Kiss,
a Star Wars Episode 7 The Force Awakens fanfic, read by
Kanterina
and Rena Jenkins. The story features the pairing Leia Organa Han Solo, with additional tags for canonical character death, or at least the aftermath, meeting the parents, afterlife, Force Ghosts, Star Wars The Force Awakens spoilers, Star Wars The Force Awakens canon compliant.
When Han wakes up, well, that's the first surprise.
That he's lying flat on his back really isn't.
He shoves himself up to sitting. He's stiff, sure, but he's used to that. Comes with age. And considering the hole in his side is gone, he's okay. It's not a win, but it's an improvement. Especially if they manage to blow Starkiller, which they did. He knows that. He's not sure how he knows exactly, but it's sitting there, sure as if he'd seen it with his own eyes, and if he thinks about it, everyone he cares about made it out alive, too. Pretty much.
He can't help the wince, the echoing throb in his side, and asks us to rub at his eyes a bit to stop the stinging. The air in this place, probably. Wherever this place is.
Then there's a metal skeleton of a hand in front of his face. He tells himself his gut doesn't roll at that, that he has to bite Luke's name back, because Luke can't be here. And a voice saying, "That part gets easier, I promise." Han looks up, and there's a kid about Rey's age, maybe a bit older, standing in front of him, holding out his hand, with something almost wry twisting his mouth. And it makes no sense, but Han knows, in a way that has nothing to do with the sudden knowledge in his head. Torture a guy long enough, after all, he'll recognize you anywhere.
Han takes hold of the metal hand, lets it help him to his feet, and punches Anakin Skywalker in the face, hard enough to send him crashing to the ground himself.
Been wanting to do that for over 30 years, Han tells him. Spits it, really, snarling enough to make Chewie proud, and he's about to go back in, because once will never be enough. Not after... But someone's dragging the bastard away, and there are other hands, smaller hands, stronger hands, holding him back. Han's heart stops, and he can feel it crumble to ash in his chest, taste it in his mouth, and he turns.
The woman in front of him isn't Leia. Isn't Leia! Isn't Leia! And his knees almost go out on him. But she looks up at him with Leia's eyes. "My name's Padme," she says. And that's Leia's smile. Luke's smile. Rey's smile, Han thinks, and knows it's true. "It's nice to finally meet you, Han."
Han swallows, something hard sticking in his throat, because, yeah, this is definitely real. "Likewise," he manages, and Padme's smile softens.
"Let's go for a walk," she says. Han knows that tone, would normally argue, but he figures he better start being on his best behavior. She'd be so proud. And tucks her hand into his elbow, guiding him away from someone he thinks he might, maybe, recognize holding Anakin up. He catches the look she throws back over her shoulder, and, yeah, he knows that look too, the "don't you dare follow me" look. It's kind of nice not to have it directed at him.
It's the realization that it might never be again that's the real kicker.
The end. Ouch. Author's notes. Really, Leia should be the one doing the punching, because oh my fucking god, Anakin, "tell your sister you were right" is not an apology for torturing her multiple times, and also because Luke passed on his opportunity. But Han gets there first, so. As Amy Nyes puts it, Han always shoots first.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if ever a ghost deserved a punch.
I assume the one holding
him back is Obi-Wan?
Is Obi-Wan.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know if Han has as many feelings about Obi-Wan as he does about...
I mean, he has to meet all the in-laws.
Yeah. Oh, shit. That means Bale and Brea are else somewhere else back there. That's where Padme's taking.
Congrats, Han. You have 5 in-laws. Good luck with that.
You thought you got out of all of those. Whoops. That last line, though. Fucking punch me in the gut, right?
Right? It's so rude. It's like, "here's a cute fic." Haha, bait and switch at the end.
Hurtful.
You love it when it's hurtful.
I know. It's the worst. Star Wars is the fandom where nobody gets a happy. Well, I mean, maybe they get a happy, but nobody gets a happy ending.